Officials with the City of Tampa's purchasing department are expected to present to the City Council a report on giving a preference in contracting to local businesses in a few weeks' time. In February, the council questioned information from the city's purchasing department and the definition of what they consider a local business. Gregory Hart with the city's Small Minority Business Development Office told the council in February whom the city considers actually to be local businesses.
As long as the enterprise has a full operating business domiciled here and is conducting and providing services out of that establishment.
That prompted Councilwoman Mary Mulhern to do a double take.
If we do something with Home Depot, is that considered we have a contract with them, or Office Depot? Are those considered local businesses because they have stores here?
If they have stores here, they would be considered a local business.
City Councilman Jung Dingfelder that same day asked the purchasing department to think of giving local businesses a certain percentage preference.
Hollywood, Florida gives a 3% preference. Lakeland gives a 2% preference. Osceola County gives a 3% preference. Miami Gardens gives a 5% preference. That's where I'm coming from. I'm not saying we take all the bids and we throw out the out-of-towners and we just take local bidders. Okay, what I'm suggesting is that perhaps we consider mimicking on a very preliminary basis some of these other municipalities and counties.
On Thursday, June 18th, the Tampa City Council will host a workshop on the issue of possibly giving more breaks to local businesses in city contracting. The city's attorney's office is also expected to weigh in on the issue. One local business in Tampa says the city's purchasing department isn't fair when it comes to selecting local businesses. Sable One Investigations has offered investigative and security services in Tampa for the past decade, including at this year's Super Bowl. In late February, the local company was invited to bid on an unarmed security contract in Tampa, which would include providing security at City Hall and eight other locations in Tampa. In April, city officials informed Sable One's Michael Hadley that his company had underbid the current holder of the contract, Diamond Security.
They opened the bids in front of all the vendors. We knew right at that point that we were the lowest.
But in April, they were informed they were not getting the security contract. Chris Castillo is the chief information officer with Sable One.
They felt we didn't meet their experience requirements. It seemed as though they were tacking on extra requirements that were not listed in the original bid, trying to disqualify us that way.
But the city says that Sable One does not have sufficient experience, even though they absolutely did underbid the current vendor, Diamond Security. Purchasing Director Gregory Spearman did not wish to go on tape with WMNF in responding to Sable One's complaints, but repeatedly said that regulations say that the contract would go to the lowest responsible bidder. In a letter dated June 5th written by Mayor Pam Iorio's Chief of Staff, Daryl Smith, the city lists examples indicating that Sable One fell short of being responsive and responsible, specifically in terms of years of experience and having references from at least three clients within the last 5 years. In their letter, the city dismissed Sable One's work providing security at the Super Bowl and events surrounding the big game, writing that the purchasing department staff did not consider this experience to be similar to the long-term annual contract for security guard services at various citywide locations that was put in the bid. Sable One's Michael Hadley questions the critique of the city's purchasing department.
We were selected one of the security teams for the Super Bowl. They played that down as being minimal. If you took the 9 sites that the city are requiring security for, doesn't measure up to Raymond James Stadium, which is over 1 million square feet. We were security at the stadium. We checked ID. We did wand pat downs. Matter of fact, one member of our team discovered 10 fraudulent passes. We were at the expo, the media center.
And Michael Hadley says the city needs a new system to help out local businesses.
Diamond is out of Chicago. Annie Fran, who Grace Spearman awarded security contract for the convention center, is a national company out of Chicago. Allegiant just signed a $2.8 million contract with Hillsborough County. All these companies that's coming in dominating our industry are not homegrown.